This week, University of Michigan basketball coach John Beilein announced he was leaving the Wolverines for the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers. The move came as a surprise to many, but Beilein has always wanted to coach at the highest level. Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon sees the move as a commentary on college basketball, where he says coaches like Beilein who follow the rules get punished, and cheaters often don't.
Usually in this business, we hear rumors, feel tremors, or flat out get tipped off that big news is about to break. Well, not this time. When University of Michigan men's basketball coach John Beilein signed a 5-year deal to coach the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers Monday morning, I was as surprised as you. After Beilein flirted with the Detroit Pistons last summer, Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel gave Beilein a new contract for $3.37 million a year. Everybody assumed that Beilein, 65 at the time, would never leave. It was even more surprising Beilein was going to Cleveland. True, they won their first NBA title just 3 years ago, but after LeBron James left for Los Angeles last year, Cleveland finished dead last in the division. So, why did Beilein do it? First, the obvious. It's a safe bet that Cleveland, owned by Quicken Loans founder Dan Gilbert, made it worth his while. More important, this might have been Beilein's last chance to coach in the NBA. This is a man, after all, who started his career teaching junior high school social studies while coaching Newfane, New York High School. Then he started rising up the college ranks from Division III to Division I. Not only has Beilein never been an assistant coach, which is virtually impossible in that profession, he has never been fired, which might be more impressive. In 2007, U of M athletic director Bill Martin decided that West Virginia's relatively unknown John Beilein was the guy. Martin dramatically upgraded the facilities and stuck by Beilein when many fans were asking for his head. Michigan had missed the NCAA tournament for almost a decade and was still recovering from NCAA violations and probation. Beilein not only led the Wolverines to 4 Big Ten titles and 2 trips to the NCAA finals, his coaching peers voted him the most ethical coach in college basketball. Granted, that might be winning a slow race, but still better to win it. For all these reasons, John Beilein was simply the best coach in Michigan basketball's 102-year history, hands down. He never won a national title, but when you factor in academics, character, and ethics, it's not even close. If Michigan fans did not fully appreciate what Beilein did before, and more importantly, how he did it, they will now. But Beilein's ethics were another reason jumping to the NBA made sense. The FBI, yes, the FBI, just finished an exhaustive investigation of the cesspool that is college basketball, naming names and holding coaches, programs, and schools to account. The NCAA responded with a big yawn and went back to business as usual. I did not think I could have more contempt for NCAA President Mark Emmert, but I was wrong. We can debate the merits of paying players, but we cannot debate what the rules are now. Competing against blatant cheaters has to get old. Perhaps that's why, in Beilein's 12 years as Michigan's head coach, he never recruited a single high school All-American. Yet because he might be the best developmental coach in the country, 9 of his players were drafted by the NBA. Ward Manuel will have his work cut out for him replacing Beilein with 2 imperfect options. Hire an unproven coach who gets the Michigan culture, or hire a proven head coach with no Michigan ties and hope he gets it. Either way, Manuel will have to take a leap of faith. For those who say Manuel should just get the biggest name, it's worth remembering the excitement of the 90s resulted in the shame of probation and almost a decade in the wilderness. Most Michigan fans I know care as much about ethics as winning. I'm very confident Manuel feels the same. One thing for sure, the position of Michigan head basketball coach is infinitely more appealing today than it was 12 years ago when Martin hired John Beilein. Michigan might not see his likes again.